I was in a hotel, it was rocking. I thought the walls were gonna fall. He told us get out. And now we're, I don't know what we're waiting for now. Yeah. We're waiting for a tsunami, I guess, and hope we survive this and came for work. Now, first time going through all this.
Yeah, it's our very first time. We're not used to this shit. We're from California. We're not used to this.
We're from Sacramento, California, pretty much. And I've been in a few earthquakes in my day, but never on an island. And I'm taking it seriously. So, I mean, that's real. That could happen. It was pretty good. And it was, what, 60 miles offshore? A little nervous, but excited. But other than that, just being cautious.
I thought I was drunk at first. I did. I actually have a little bit of a sinus headache, and so I took some medication. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm having a medical issue. That was the earthquake. And then when Aaron got the notification, we just grabbed our stuff as quickly as we could and left.
Where do you live?
We are actually visiting it. We used to live here. Yeah, so we came just from downtown, ran up the hill.
I was quite nervous. I was like, Mom, hurry up, because she's like taking her mask off and like, where's my head? It's like, so I grabbed her fedora and stuff. Yeah, I was nervous.
Hi, my name's Spencer Abbey. I'm a graduate researcher, Department of History, University of Oregon, specializing in earthquake and tsunami history of the North Pacific. And I happen to be in town researching at the Kodiak History Museum this week, and this just happened to be a time to be here to learn a little bit more about this community and its tsunami preparedness. And I obviously would encourage everybody to learn a little bit more about the community's preparedness plan. It's updated fairly regularly, and it's important to know about.